fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft.
Salem, did I hear you singing?
No, I was just...
It's okay. I came in because it sounded good.
Oh, come on, enough. You think?
Yeah, I just wanted a front row seat.
Me too.
Right behind you.
Well, 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 old Yellow Eyes, you still got it.
Hit it, cat.
And I've got no defense for it. The heat is too intense for it. What good would the common sense for it do?
Hairball. Hairball.
Safari, so goody. It's an interesting theory, Jenny, but I don't think there's a force field around this table.
Then why isn't anyone signing up to adopt a grandparent? You think it's clear that these adoptions are not legally binding?
Hey, guys.
Libby, can I sign you up for the Adopt-a-Grandparent program?
Actually, I came over here to tell you guys about my new community service. It's the Adopt-a-Life program. May I sign you up?
Don't answer. It's a trick question.
See you, freak. Frizzy freak.
Frizzy, these happen to be curls.
Let it go, Jenny. Take the high road.
What's going on?
Some foreign exchange students are sitting at our table.
Deport them.
What's with your socks? You get dressed in the dark this morning?
No. How did this happen?
Quick, switch socks with each other.
What?
I need a trend, and I need it now.
Hey, Harvey, over here. We need you to sign up.
I did on my way in.
Yeah, but nobody else has, so could you do it again and do it loudly?
All right. Sure, I'd love to adopt a grandparent. Old people are so much fun. They know tons of stuff, and sometimes they give you money.
Shh. Don't go there.
Well, at least we filled the sign-up sheet.
Yeah, but it's all Harvey and Mighty Mouse.
So then my dance instructor said,
hey, look at her. She matches.
What are you making?
Hair soup. I thought long tresses would look nice for a change. Mmm. Tastes really wavy.
Sorry I'm late. It took longer at the bookstore than I expected.
Did you get me Cat Fancy?
Yes. And Salem, here's your New Republic.
Thanks. I hate the politics, but Brustein on the theater is a revelation.
Why do you keep smiling?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
Do not.
Fine. Don't tell me. I can always twist your arm.
Cut it out! Oh, you... Ow! You're pulling my ear!
Let go of my arm!
Let go of my ear!
Enough, okay? I'll tell you. I met a guy at the bookstore.
Oh, really? What was his pickup line?
He didn't have one. He mistook me for an employee and asked if we carried any books on how to meet intelligent women.
Mm-hmm.
You think you'll see him again?
He took my number, but it wasn't a pickup.
Soup's on.
You want some?
Just a smidge in the bowl.
How about you, Zelda? It's hair soup.
No, thanks. I just got mine cut.
I'll get it.
Hello?
Oh, yuck. There's a hair in my hair soup.
Of course I remember you, Rick. No, I'm still here.
What's she smiling about?
A boy!
Hold on, Rick. I'm gonna grab the cordless. You were saying?
You want some hair soup? It's really thick and luxurious.
No, thanks. I'm on my way to the senior center. But I should probably bring them something.
Chewy caramels. That's perfect.
This is already better than visiting my real grandparents. I don't have to take my earrings out.
How do we know which one to choose?
I see mine.
I see mine.
Hi.
Hi.
This is kind of awkward, but would you like to be my grandmother?
Of course. That'd be lovely. But before I start bragging about you, I need to know your name.
I'm Sabrina. And what's yours?
You can call me Nana.
Great.
An awkward silence. It's like we really are family.
Here,
how about looking at my scrapbook?
Wow, awesome photo of Elijah Wood.
Oh, he's my little honey.
You know him?
Noah Wiley introduced us.
You know Noah Wiley?
Only through Christian Slater.
I love Christian Slater. How do you know these people?
Well, when you get to be my age, you know just about everybody.
Howard! Did you come to adopt a grandparent?
No, I'm here to take a photo for the school paper. We're doing an article on community service. It's called Westbridge Cares. But apparently not that much. I'll go set up.
Excellent timing. Photo will be great publicity for the program.
Yeah, I only wish we could have gotten someone cool to be here.
Thanks a lot.
You know what I mean. Someone who others follow.
Like Libby, the Lord High Empress of Westbridge?
I thought she was sophomore class president.
Libby would never show her face here.
Maybe we could fake it. My dad says that Rush is on their third Boris Yeltsin.
Oh, come on. You can't fake a person. Of course you can't. Gotta go. This is the worst thing I've ever had to do. Ew. All right, I'm here.
Libby.
What are you doing at the senior center?
I thought I'd stop by and improve your image.
You're gonna help us?
Look, I know I'm completely shallow and self-absorbed, but every now and then I think of others.
All set, if you could stand together.
No problem. How's this?
You mean next to you?
Sure.
Smile.
Now put that on the front page. And remember, old people are the coolest. You can quote me on that.
I will, thanks, Libby. What a scoop.
Now that the reporter's gone, I guess I'll go too. Bye.
Did you see that? Libby treated me like a human.
I'm glad we took a picture, because Sabrina's gonna think we pulled a Yeltsin.
Hey, what's up?
Libby was just here.
No. Well, that ought to get kids involved.
Sabrina, look, the senior center photo made the front page.
Cool. Has Libby seen this? Ah! What is this?
A photo of you standing next to Jenny.
Oh, I would not. This is a fake. They must have put my face on someone else's body. And not a very good one.
But it quotes you as saying old people are the coolest.
No, cheerleaders are the coolest. Harvey, you were at the senior center. You didn't see me there, right?
Libby, you did a good thing. Deal with it.
I've been framed.
What's with her? How can she not remember?
Isn't it obvious? Libby has multiple personalities, and we finally met the nice one.
Now, today we're going to be studying sight, and there's more to this subject than meets the eye.
Mr. Poole.
Yeah?
Before you begin, I'd like to make an announcement to the class regarding the front page of the school newspaper.
Oh, you know what? I noticed that myself. And may I say I was proud to have all three outstanding citizens in my class. Libby, Harvey, Jenny, you are the hope of America. Now, let's hear it for these everyday heroes, huh? Now, what was it you wanted to say, Libby?
Nothing. We'll be at the senior center again today if anyone else wants to join us.
Us?
I don't recall seeing you there, Sabrina.
Hey.
Hi.
I see the hair spell kicked in.
I probably shouldn't have had that second bowl of hair soup, but I thought mutton chops would be nice for a change.
You look like Greg Allman.
I'll take that as a compliment. So how was your date with Rick?
Oh, not so good. I'm starting to feel really weird about the age difference. I mean, normally I don't care about these things, but Rick keeps bringing up stuff that makes me feel old.
Like what?
Oh, he keeps talking about how he can't wait for the turn of the century. Big deal. I've done that 5 times.
Oh, and it's always the same. I've partied like it was 1699, 1799, 1899. This time I'm staying home.
Exactly. I think I'm going to break off our relationship.
Oh, you haven't even given him a chance.
You grow a little facial hair and suddenly you're on his side.
Hey, look at me. I'm a hippie cat.
Try some fudge. Pete Sampras sent it to me.
And who sent you the turtles? Chris O'Donnell?
No. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Then I'll have one of these.
Oh, excuse me. I'll be right back. Hey, guys, where are you going? You got to pick out a grandparent while they last.
No, thanks. We only came because we thought Libby would be here.
And she's not, so we're going.
But you can't go. We need people, and maybe Libby will come. In fact, I'm sure Libby will come. Oh, I think I see her in the hall now. Oh, man, not again. Stupid Libby. Hi, guys.
Libby,
you made it. Sabrina told me you were thinking of taking off.
No, old people are the coolest.
You got that right. Well, hey, there's Jenny. Hi, Jenny. How's it going?
Good.
Nana, Sabrina had to run out for a minute, so she asked me to take over. I'm Libby.
Pleasure to meet you, Turtle.
Mr. Barry, are you sure you want to do that?
Well, I admit leaving my king unprotected is a somewhat risky strategy, but I think I know what I'm doing.
Well, you beat me 10 times in a row. I'm not going to argue with you. Hey, checkmate.
How about that?
It's time for a victory soda. Libby.
Yeah, Harvey?
Can I get you a soda?
Sure. I'd love a ginger ale. Harvey.
You must have been super thirsty if you couldn't wait for me to bring it back. Here you go.
What's this?
It's your soda.
Ginger ale? What kind of freak drink is that? I only drink diet.
But you asked for this.
No, I didn't. Now move. I'll get my own soda.
You know, I think I liked your other personality better. Even if she does pick her nose. Hey, I got an extra soda. Do you want it?
I never turn down a free drink.
Harvey, where's my soda?
You said you didn't want it.
When?
You called it a freak drink.
I would not. Yes, I would. Gotta go. Oh, stupid old people's soda machine? Sorry, sir. I need the phone. If you have a problem with that, my name is Libby. Shut the door. Finally. Hi, Libby. You made it. The stupid machine gave me ginger ale. I won't drink this.
I will. Thanks.
All right, I'm here. Isn't anyone going to say hi?
We already did.
When you first came in. I did just come in. This isn't funny anymore. And what are you doing with that old lady?
That's the way the program works. You select a grandparent, spend some time with them.
And what's the catch?
There isn't a catch. You get the satisfaction of doing something nice for someone.
Libby! Libby!
I guess I'll go with her since she already seems to know me.
Isn't it great? Look, everyone has someone.
I know. It's working better than I ever imagined.
And it's all thanks to Libby.
Libby?
You know, deep down, she's a really good person.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I'm sure Libby can be nice on rare occasions when I'm not around, but most of the time, Libby's just Libby.
Oh, Sabrina, if only you could have seen the way she waved at me.
But I did. It was like this.
You are not. I'm the world's biggest Johnny Depp fan.
Hey, what's up?
May we help you?
I just wanted to talk to Nana.
I'm afraid that's impossible. She's my Nana now.
Aunt Hilda, you got a sec?
Yeah?
I have a problem.
I'm yours. I always have time for girl talk.
This isn't about boys. This is about Libby.
Is she being mean again?
No, she's being nice. It's just as bad. See, Jenny and I started this Adopt-a-Grandparent program.
Uh-huh.
And then Libby got involved, and now she's queen of the senior center. Why does she always have to win?
Sabrina, charity's not a contest. It sounds like when Libby wins, everybody wins.
Not me. I lost. She stole my adopted grandmother.
Well, then why don't you get a new one?
Because all the good ones are taken.
Just wait. People get old all the time. And remember, virtue is its own reward.
Thanks for the advice. Now, can I give you some? Get some tattoos, you'll work forever. It's not fair. She was mine first. Not that I don't enjoy getting to know you, Mrs. Hartle. So, James Michener's Hawaii. Now, what's this about?
You make it sound like so much fun, Mr. Barry. Why did they call it the Depression?
Not everybody liked apples as much as I did.
So tell me more about Ethan Hawke.
Oh, he's a nice boy.
Does he ever come to visit?
When I call him.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Poi is made from taro root. Isn't that fascinating? I'll read on.
Hi, Sabrina. I was just getting some sodas for me and Nana.
That's nice. I'm going home.
So soon? Why?
Well, I've been here 2 hours, and Mrs. Hartle woke up just long enough to tell me why foreigners are ruining this country. And then she went back to sleep.
Oh, too bad. Nana and I are having the best time. In fact, I think this project may turn out to be very rewarding. I should thank you for that, Sabrina.
You're thanking me?
Well, I better go back in now. I don't want to keep my Nana waiting.
Ha!
Would you initial here, sir?
Thank you. And it's ma'am.
Who is that?
More flowers.
Oh, Rick is not giving up easily.
He is one determined young man, but not so young as to make a relationship impossible.
They are beautiful, aren't they?
Zeldy, do what you want, but my female intuition tells me you still like this guy. And if that's true, you shouldn't let age get in the way. You're as young as you feel. I'm 612. Do I look it?
Well, the beard makes you look older. But you might be right. There's a lot of stuff about Rick I like, and maybe he'll mature. I think I'll call him. Oh, and Hilda, thanks for caring.
That's what sisters are for. Wait! Oh, ow, don't pull. Oh.
And so the outer ear channels the sound waves to the eardrum, which picks up the vibrations. Then three tiny bones in the middle ear carry the movement to the cochlea, which is filled with fluid and cells with tiny hairs that move. And do you think I can't hear you whispering? Come on, I've got three tiny bones in my ear. Now, somebody want to tell me what this is all about? What, Libby's going to meet Ethan Hawke? How do you know him?
He's a friend of a friend. You do a good deed, you get a little back.
What's so funny?
Oh, the word cochlea.
You were laughing at me in class, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, come on. I've laughed at enough people to know when I'm being laughed at.
Okay, I was, but just because I never thought you'd be so gullible.
Gullible? You want to tell me what you mean by that?
Quietly? Let's see, how can I put this nicely? Oh, I can't. Nana's whacked. Look, she doesn't know Pete, she doesn't know Keanu, she doesn't know Noah, and she doesn't know Brad.
Yes, she does. I've seen the scrapbook.
So have I. It's all cutouts from magazines, but have you seen any real proof?
She has a Johnny Mnemonic t-shirt.
Look, I fell for it too. I mean, who wouldn't? Until the DiCaprio turtles.
You mean Leonardo didn't make this?
Eat it. Let the sugar comfort you.
And all the time I spent with Nana has been a total waste.
No, you made a dear old woman happy.
Oh, please. If I could sue, I would.
Look, why don't you just forget about it?
How? It was just announced to the whole class, which means it will spread to the entire school, which is exactly what I wanted when I thought I was going to meet Ethan.
Libby, you're getting all red.
I'm so humiliated. She's not going to get away with this.
What is that supposed to mean?
After school, I'm going to the senior center and rip Nana a new Afghan.
Look, leave her alone. Why don't you take it out on me? You love doing that.
I want to talk to you.
Libby, what a pleasant surprise.
Sit down, Nana, if that is your real name.
What's wrong? You seem upset.
I am upset. You said I was going to meet Ethan Hawke.
Well, you're not.
So you lied to me.
Oh, that's a little harsh. In my day, we called them tall tales.
You have no idea what you've done, do you?
Not really.
I'm going to be teased about this for weeks, and then again every time a new Ethan Hawke movie comes out. I mean, my only hope is his career takes a total nosedive, which means I have to root against him, and I've really cared.
Sorry.
Sorry's not enough. You did a number on me. I hope you're happy, you lying, sad, pathetic old woman.
Libby? Libby?
Libby!
I never meant to hurt you.
Ooh, she was mad.
Sabrina, you're
right. I thoroughly enjoyed my walk.
Well, a little fresh air always does one good.
So is it just you and me, or will Libby be stopping by?
Oh, I don't think you'll see her around here again. She made up with her real grandmother.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, I'll miss her. She's such a sweet girl.
Nana, you're an excellent judge of character.
Hey, do you want to catch a movie?
Sure, we'll go see one of your friends. I think Ethan Hawke has a new movie out.
Uh-huh, he called.
Oh, what is it?
Ask all about you.
Hi.
Hey, where have you been?
Nana and I went to see the new Ethan Hawke movie. Uh-huh. It's gonna be huge. Hey, you shaved your beard.
Yeah, the upkeep was too much. And the weirdest guys kept coming on to me.
Who's Aunt Zelda with?
Rick, the younger man, is back in the picture.
I've got to check this out. Pardon me. Mr. Barry?
Sabrina.
You know each other?
Yes, from the senior center. What a small world.
Sabrina is my niece.
You look too young to be her aunt.
Oh, Rick.
I'll leave you two alone. Hey, Salem, you want to... Whoa! What happened to you?
Too much soup. Groom me. Please, groom me.
Hey, Zelda, did you have some of the tuna noodle casserole I put in the fridge last night?
No, why?
Somebody took a big chunk out of it.
I'd check with Salem.
Right, tuna. Well, he'll regret that. I threw in the leftover soup.
You didn't.
Yes, I know it has horrible side effects, but I just hate throwing away food. Good morning. What?
Not Salem.